Hey there, cool cats and kittens.
It's Val from Big Cock Rescue.
Welcome to Val's amazing AMA part 3, personal questions. And the saga continues. Oh boy, I don't know how you're all not tired of me already, because I am already tired of me. So I commend all of you who have stuck around for this long. If you do want to check out the elaborated answers, and if you want to check out all of the extra stuff and all of my ramblings, I do have a separate audio that is kind of the outtakes from this one. I tried to leave this one as brief and to the point and to the answering questions as possible. So the second audio that I'm going to include in the thread is going to be the, I think, is much more entertaining, much more entertaining rabbit hole pursuing, tangent following nonsense that you're all used to by now from my first and second AMAs. So if you want to check that one out, it's going to be linked on there. Okay, let's get right to it. Nothing to it but to do it, right, kids? Okay, question number 40. Are you into music? If so, what are your 3 favorite genres? Okay, unfair question, because yes, I'm super into music. I fucking love music. I am a very musical person. I love to sing. I'm a terrible fucking singer. I mean, absolutely awful. Like, I am absolutely tone deaf, and I make kittens cry, and I make babies cry when I sing, but I love to do it anyway. So, on any given day, I can be heard singing all sorts of weird fucking shit all throughout my house. So either if it is Disney songs or sea shanties, I love sea shanties and Disney songs and pretty much everything in between. So I do often sing, and I like to randomly burst out into song, especially from musicals. My favorite musical, I don't even know if I want to really get into that. Okay, I promise this is going to be short. And I'm already going down the rabbit hole. So, I don't know. I have so many favorite musicals. I love musicals. That's another thing. I don't know if that's a question that's going to come up later, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I fucking love musicals. And one of my favorite musicals is The Book of Mormon. And so I randomly start singing Book of Mormon throughout the day, randomly, or whenever the opportunity presents itself and it's a good song moment, I'll just bring up whatever lyrics are apropos and just break into song. As if you didn't think I was already a huge fucking dork, I am an even bigger nerd than you thought. So, okay. Favorite, 3 favorite genres. Oh my god. That's hard. That's hard because I love so many different genres, and I just like different things. I'm just into pretty much everything. I love metal, so I guess that's one of them. I do like top 40. I'm not totally against top 40. There's a lot of pop hits that I do enjoy and that I like to listen to. I do love electronic music. Oh my goodness. Yes, give me electro, house, all of that. EDM, I do enjoy that. You know what I really like is, speaking of EDM, electro, and metal, one of my favorite things is actually covers. So covers of songs that I already love, especially Disney songs, in metal, or covers of sort of theme songs like Pirates of the Caribbean or Hedwig's theme or Skywalker theme or the Imperial March, things like that. I like to hear in covers in other styles because it's really cool. Even though John Williams is a fucking master, I do really enjoy listening to different takes on those songs particularly. So that's, okay, that's metal, techno, electro, EDM, all that. I really like new age, and I think that I think I get the most shit from my friends for that because I love Enya, Enigma, all these new age, like 2000s bands that just kind of sound like you're transcending into a different density. I totally heavily fuck with that. I don't think I'm done answering this question. Because I love so many different types of music. I can't just choose three genres. I do love classical. I absolutely love classical. And I love instrumental and orchestra. I do listen to music scores a lot. I do like hip-hop, R&B, rap, reggaeton, you know, Latin trap, things like that. Just general, like salsa, merengue, bachata, cumbia. So what else? Well, what else in genres? I mean, again, sea shanties. I fucking love sea shanties. I love Irish pub music. I like fantasy music. I like Renaissance music. I like rap, underground rap from different countries. Portuguese rap, Brazilian rap. I like German rap. I like British rap, French rap. And it's fun. It's different. I actually also really, really like rappers from Spain. And one of my favorite is El Porta. And he was really big in the early 2000s. I really don't know what he's doing now or if he ever blew up or not. But I remember I was a huge fan of his stuff. Okay, question 41. Favorite album and favorite artist? Ugh, okay. Well, that's not a fair question, like I said in question number 40, because I just love so many different artists and so many different songs. And I feel like my favorite artist and my favorite album and my favorite song kind of change with whatever it is that I'm feeling at the time. And generally it's either a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And I just listen to the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Like if you would have asked me 6 months ago what my favorite song was, I would have told you it was What Do You Do with the Drunken Sailor? Because I would listen to it every single fucking day. And I would shower and I would cook and I would go to the gym and I would just be minding my business going, What do you do with the drunken sailor? What do you do with the drunken sailor? And looking like a total fool, but having a grand old time. And if you would have asked me last month, or 2 months ago, whenever I wrote this AMA, I was obsessed with the cover of Zombie by Bad Wolves. And I love the original by the Cranberries, but I was just, oh my God, every single fucking day I would listen to the cover of Zombie. And I would listen to the Bad Wolves cover, and I would listen to the Jonathan Young cover. And then I would also listen to a cover that's done by a female artist that I really, really don't know her name right now, but it is amazing. And the YouTube video has a picture of this like Dia de los Muertos kind of purple and blue face painted beautiful girl. And I don't know who the artist of that illustration was either, but it was banging. And as an illustrator and artist myself, that is fucking awesome. And I would urge everybody to support their friends who are artists and illustrators, because we generally think that we're trash. So every once in a while, just let us know that, you know, we don't have to be fucking Pablo Picasso or Vincent Van Gogh, that whatever we're doing is appreciated and is still really fucking rad. So I was really, really into that song and that cover. Okay. I didn't answer the question, did I? No. Okay. Favorite album and favorite artist. Oh my God. You're all going to think this is a cop-out. But right now, my favorite artist is Jonathan Young. And he is a mainly cover artist, and he does covers of Disney songs and covers of popular songs and pop culture songs. And he's got this whole new thing that he does where he covers video game songs and whatever it is that his listeners want him to cover. So I think my favorite album of his is the Disney Villains one, because I just love the villains. I'm that person. Oh, and I don't know if I explained this when I said that he does covers, but he does metal covers of all these songs. So they are so cool, and you guys should definitely check them out. Question 42, favorite author and book. You guys are the fucking worst. You know, choosing a favorite book is like choosing a favorite child, and you kind of just love each one for its own reasons, and you don't really have to choose. So I'm gonna go with that. Okay. I love to read. I'm a big bookworm. So I'd have to say, I also like to read a lot of different things. Favorite book and favorite author. I'm gonna split the baby. I'm gonna say my favorite book or books are the Harry Potter books, and my favorite author is gonna be George R. R. Martin. Question 43. Do you know any other language besides English? And if so, would you make a bilingual audio in the future? Yes, actually. That's actually something that I've kind of been bringing out a little bit more recently. I do speak other languages, not just another language. My lingua franca is Spanish. I am a native Spanish speaker, and that was my first language. I grew up at home speaking Spanish, and I continue to speak Spanish with my family members and a lot of my friends too. And I speak Spanish just as fluently as I speak English. Okay, I also speak very shitty Portuguese. My mom taught me how to speak Portuguese, and I've lost it so much throughout the years. I do also speak French, but also lack a lot of practice. I took, probably seven years of French. And I don't ever use it now, so I almost completely lost my French, but there are still a couple of things that I can say. I did try to learn Russian for, I want to say, about 2 or 3 months. That did not go well. I learned how to say just a couple of words, and it was just really, really difficult, so I was busy with other things, and I didn't really know how to keep up with it or how to focus on it enough to where I could actually learn it. And then I don't know anybody who speaks Russian, so I wouldn't really be able to practice either. So to answer the second part of this question, will you make a bilingual audio in the future? I have made audios already in which I have Spanish. Oof, I don't know if I'm going to have an audio that is fully bilingual. So I guess completely adding in full phrases of English and Spanish or Portuguese or French or even throwing in a little bit of Russian. I just love how Russian sounds. But I definitely do want to do an audio that's completely in Spanish. I did receive a request from a listener, and I think that it would be very fun. As I explained to the listener, I just don't have practice dirty talking in Spanish, so it's going to be very difficult for me to do an entire audio in Spanish improvised, so I am currently looking at different scripts to see if I can find any in Spanish. Or I decided that I'll probably either write my own and consult with all of my Spanish-speaking lovelies who can actually tell me how to make it sexy and the appropriate sexy phrases in Spanish. and the appropriate dirty talk, because there's just such a variety with Spanish-speaking nations. Not everybody has the same words for things, and it's just a lot of it is very local, I suppose, dialects, but dialects isn't really the appropriate word because it's still Spanish. There's just variations. It's like the difference between British English and somebody in Australia, somebody in Canada, somebody in the United States, and somebody in Ireland or Scotland. Everybody speaks English, but we just speak very different kinds of English with different words for things. So the general idea is always there, but it's just not exactly the same. Question number 44. What is your favorite movie or a TV show? Oh my god, you guys are fucking killing me. Okay. Favorite movie. Oh my god. I feel like this is also kind of variable. Just like the songs question and the music question, I kind of cycle through different movies and different TV shows that are my favorites at a certain time. I do have underlying favorite shows that I love forever and ever, but at one point or another, I am bound to be a lot more obsessed with a show or a movie than any other. So, okay, let me see. Well, honestly, right now, I have to say, I'm really, really, really into the John Wicks right now. So, TV show. Oh my god. I have very eclectic tastes, let's call it, and I'm a big hodgepodge person. I like a whole bunch of different things. Obviously, as you can tell from my intro, oh my goodness, I am currently obsessed with Tiger King, as is just 75% of the planet. That being said, in general, I'm a big Law & Order fan. I am a very big Supernatural fan. I love everything about Supernatural. I am a huge, huge X-Files fan. I fucking love the X-Files. Ancient Aliens is also another one of my favorite TV shows of all times in that same vein. Unsolved Mysteries. I'm trying to think. Of course, Star Trek, but I mean, I've said that already, and I've ranted and raved about it a million times, so none of you are surprised about that. Oh my gosh, of course, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Oh, totally love that. I have watched everything that there was to watch, and I've watched it twice because, again, I'm a fucking weirdo, and I love it. I love that, and The Magicians, and The Order. That was really good, too. I'm hoping that they come up with a new series for that, because that was really good. Charmed, both the original and the remake. That's the stuff that I have right off the top of my head. I love documentaries. I love ghost stuff. So anything about the ghosts, paranormal, anything like that, I will watch. And I will love Vampire Diaries. I know that's something I haven't seen in a long time, but I also love Vampire Diaries. And that is very near and dear to my heart. Question 45. What do you think comes after life? Ooh, okay. Well, I could probably talk about this for 3 hours or 4 hours, given all of the different theories that I consider. I don't necessarily think that I subscribe to one theory, but I do like to entertain most, if not all of them. I think it's possible for nothing to happen after life. I think it's certainly a possibility that when we die, we just release our energy and our spirit and our soul out into the ether, and certain things happen. The energy either just dissipates and goes back into other things like nature and trees and the soil and just natural things, or it remains in a certain place or a certain location. And depending on what type of energy is released, then there are certain things such as, I guess, negative places or happy, positive places or places where you feel uncomfortable and the energy is kind of disturbed. I think there is the generic Judeo-Christian and to a certain extent also Muslim belief that there is an afterlife with whatever God you choose and whatever prophet or for Messiah or whoever that you transcend into. And there's also, which I think is one of my favorites, is reincarnation. I think that is very plausible, and especially given all of the information about cycles of life and the information about people who have past lives and people who come into this life as children having very particular knowledge about something that they wouldn't know about because nobody around them knows about it, nobody taught them about it, and they have seemingly this information that has not been given to them by anybody. They just kind of inherently know it. And a lot of studies have been done about that, and I think that's pretty fascinating. And see what else happens after death. I think there's also the possibility of transcending consciousness and densities. That's also something that's very interesting and that I learned about recently. I have also considered the possibility of the simulation theory, and that would entail that when we quote unquote die, we simply wake up from the simulation or we are disconnected from the simulation. And generally, for anyone who's not familiar with the simulation theory, just a quick rundown is essentially the Matrix. That's the simulation theory, is that we live in a world that is not actually here and what we perceive as reality is not actually reality and we are just connected to a simulation. And so essentially what life after the simulation would be is basically waking up. And then there's a theory that life is just a dream and that when we die, we wake up from the dream and we are in a sort of different reality. So I think that is also a really, really cool concept where we are in multiple alternate realities. And our life in this reality is actually a dream in another reality. And so when we die, we wake up in another reality. Or alternatively, kind of like sort of like a reincarnation kind of theory, is that there are multiple realities and multiple universes, parallel universes. And when you die in this reality, you are born into another different parallel universe. And then there's also the theory that there is some sort of afterlife and there is some sort of white light. And once you go into the white light, you are transported to a different dimension or a heaven or just a place where you can rest if you have been good, whatever that means. Or alternatively, instead of going into the white light, you go to hell or whatever the evil place is. And those who do not go into the white light and stay behind, kind of like Ghost Whisperer, you stay on this plane forever and you just roam until you are able to resolve whatever issue that you have that's preventing you from going into the light and from passing on. I do subscribe to that theory. I do think that is plausible. And I do believe that there is an afterlife, whatever that means. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's the stereotypical Judeo-Christian Muslim kind of afterlife or if it's something a little bit different. But certainly I wish that the super cool theories about alternate realities were actually the right one, because that absolutely fascinates me. Okay, question 46. The best live concert you have attended. Oh my gosh, that's the easiest thing ever to think about, because 3 Days Grace, 2006. I had the best time ever. I had to lie to my mom and lie to my dad. Oh my gosh, good times. I have the warm and fuzzies now because it was just such a good time and such a good memory. Thank you for asking me that question. Okay, number 47. Do you have ASMR tingles? If so, what are your favorite triggers? This is going to be a very quick answer because no, I do not have ASMR tingles and I don't have any triggers. I do like feeling totally unrelated, but I do like feeling hot breath on my ear and kind of like down my neck. My neck is like, oh, the most sensitive part of my body. And I love it, and it feels so good when anything is done to it. And I guess that's why I'm such a big fan of choking and all that, and like neck biting and shit, because it just feels so good. Okay, let me get out of that direction. 48. In general terms, who are the first and last person you had a crush on? Oh, general terms. Fuck. Well, I have a lot of crushes, and I don't think anybody is surprised by that. But the first person that I had a crush on, oh man, this is going to sound bad, but the first person that I ever had a crush on, like an actual crush, not just, oh, I think he's cute, was my best friend's dad. Oh, that's terrible. But it's absolutely the truth. The last person I had a crush on, my boss. I have a new boss that's the last person I had a crush on. Oh my God. And he's my direct supervisor. So that's not good. And just before anybody asks in the comments, no, I have not fucked him. I have not tried to fuck him. He's very happily married. He is very happy with his life, and I'm not gonna ruin that by being a fucking skank and trying to fuck him. In my mind, I fucked him, but I'm not gonna do that. I've learned from my mistakes as a youth. Okay. Ooh, we have another question about languages, number 49. Do you speak any other languages, and which ones do you want to learn? I already answered which languages I speak. Which ones do I want to learn? I have always wanted to learn Russian, which I explained I tried to learn, but that was a total fucking disaster. And I also want to learn German. I think German is so fucking cool. And I know about 4 words in German, but definitely not enough to be conversational. Another language that I would love to learn is Latin, because it's a dead language, but I think it's so cool. And I definitely want to sound like I'm summoning demons when I speak. That would be really, really, really fucking neat. I'm sorry to anyone who's listening to this, but I think by now all of you know how much it turns me on to be sacrilegious. Oh God, I'm going to hell in a handbasket. Okay, what's next? What's your favorite artwork and poem? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is hard. This is very hard. So growing up, I had 2 favorite poems, and they were both Robert Frost poems. And the first poem that I was obsessed with was Nothing Gold Can Stay, and the other one was The Road Not Taken. And let's see. My favorite artwork. Ooh, that's going to be hard because I have so many favorites. And I am also all across the board when it comes to art. I love, love, love what people are doing now in terms of creating mixed media and creating art digitally. I think digital art is so cool, and it's actually one of my favorite mediums of art. And my favorite artist right now is a girl that goes by the name of Iron Horrors on DeviantArt. I don't know if anyone's ever come across her, but she is amazing, and she does this Tim Burton-esque sort of illustration. And also she's into fantasy and into Harry Potter and series like that. So I love watching her progress as an artist, and I have supported her and I have commissioned different works from her. Question 51. What are your most controversial opinions? Oh boy, everything that comes out of my mouth is controversial because usually there's a lot of fucks that are peppered in. I have opinions that are very much out there, and I am never shy from voicing them. Most, if not all, of my friends know this, and all of my coworkers know this, and my family now knows this, which makes my mother question how I turned into the person that I am today, and where did the sweet girl that she raised go? I think my most controversial opinions are honestly about sex, and usually people are very taken aback when I voice my opinions. It is an unpopular opinion, but I think the most controversial opinion I have that kind of shocks people is my support of sex work and how much I would lobby for it to be decriminalized and legalized. And those two things are very different. However, I think the first step is to decriminalize it, and then the next step is to legalize it and kind of be a little bit more positive about sexuality and sensuality and have a lot more respect for the people that work in that sector. I think another really unpopular and controversial opinion that I have is my lack of acceptance or belief in monogamy. I think monogamy is something that we decide to do affirmatively because we have to, because we love somebody, but I don't necessarily think that it is natural or that it should really be the norm. And everybody who knows me knows that my dream is to have a harem, so. And I do support polyamory and all of those kinds of relationships and pan relationships and all of that, but I don't necessarily think that the world is black and white in terms of relationships. I don't think that you need to be in a relationship with somebody that you like to fuck, and I certainly don't think that you need to always fuck someone you're in a relationship with. And I guess I would just like to see people be more open to sharing and the idea that you can fuck people that are not your significant other and still be fine and love that person and have love for that person. But anyway, 52, what is your favorite color? How would you describe the feeling of it? Well, I have three favorite colors. Okay, four actually. So my favorite colors are black, burgundy, plum, and forest green. So that being said, I love black because it feels to me like all-encompassing. It feels like everything. It feels like an embrace almost. And burgundy to me feels like a sophisticated red, where to me red feels like passion and kind of uncontrolled emotion. Burgundy feels very sophisticated, very warm, very kind of like dim lights and slow seduction. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but that's just in my mind what it feels like. And it doesn't call your attention right away like a brighter shade of red, but when you look at it, you're kind of drawn in by it and you are sort of drawn into it. And it's a slower drawing in where you would just look at something that's fire engine red and be like, oh my God, look at that. It's fucking fire engine red. Burgundy is more like, oh fuck, I'm totally enraptured by this and it's enticing. And I like that. Plum feels very much the same to me, but it feels like burgundy's quirky cousin. I feel like plum is a little more fun. It's got that little bit of purple in there that's like, hey, look at me. I'm a little more daring than burgundy. And forest green, I'm not gonna lie to you, forest green is my favorite color because I'm a Slytherin and I am all about Slytherin pride. So forest green, I think, is also one of those sophisticated, kind of like burgundy. It is enticing, but it's more serious than burgundy and plum. It's more matter of fact. It feels like it's sitting across from you and detailing everything that it's going to do to you. And it's doing so very matter-of-factly, and you can't help but just melt into your panties when you're sitting across from Forest Green. And it is so methodical. To me, it feels like Severus Snape. Oh, and I've already told you all how I feel about Severus Snape. Professor Snape, yes. Okay. 53. What is the last book you read? Are there certain genres you gravitate to? What was a book that you thought you wouldn't like, but it completely changed your mind? Okay, let's break that down. What is the last book you read? Oh, okay. Okay, you're all going to think I'm a huge dork because the last book that I read was Bullfinch's Mythology, which is an anthology of all Greco-Roman mythology. And it is basically a very quick and dirty, easy to understand, bite-sized piece anthology of all of the myths and where they originated from and what the stories are. Okay, are there genres you gravitate to? Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. I usually tend to gravitate towards fantasy and science fiction. Those are my absolute favorite genres. Anything that has to do with vampires, witches, the occult, historical fiction, specifically the Renaissance and medieval times, which I'm kind of a whore for. I really, really like that. Dystopian and post-apocalyptic, I do like those a lot too. I do like nonfiction. I like reading nonfiction books about history, and I like reading nonfiction books about science and really mostly psychology, genetics, and again, astrophysics, which is so cool, but I am not smart enough to understand. I do still like reading about it, though, just because it's very interesting, and even though there's a lot of things I don't understand, I can still pick up a couple of things, and it's really just knowledge, and astronomy, I do enjoy that, too. Just knowledge that you can keep in your pocket. Let's see. Is there a book that you read that you didn't? Okay, I'm trying to think of something that I gave a chance to and was not disappointed by and changed my mind. Oh, actually, and this is going to be maybe surprising for some of you, but I was really, really, really reticent to read I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell because I thought it was just a fucking joke, and I was just, oh my gosh, I was so against it because I felt like this is such a frat boy book, and I didn't want to give a penny of my hard-earned money to this basically just frat boy that is boasting. And so I refused to read it until one of my friends actually had the book and gave it to me and was like, please read it. That he is you. You are him. So please read the book. I was like, oh God, that sounds terrible. So I did. I read it. And I really, really, really enjoyed it because it's fun. It's fun to read about his dalliances and his rendezvous. And he does it in a very funny way. So he does come off as a prick, which kind of hurt my feelings a little bit, the fact that my friend said that I was him, because I'm not a prick, I think. But I know that what he meant was that this dude is out there fucking everyone and everything and slinging dick, and that's basically that's basically me. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very funny. I thought it was very well done, and I'm glad that it was successful. I'm glad that people are reading things like that, because if I write anything, it's probably going to end up being something like that. And I mean, I don't know. This isn't another question, so I'll just wait to answer that question. 54. Favorite flavor of ice cream? Everyone's going to think I'm a hypocrite right now when I say this, but it's vanilla. Actually, it is my favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla, but that's because it's very versatile and it's good on its own. It's good when you add things to it. It's good on pies.
And it is just very delicious, and it is go-to, and it is comfortable and comforting, and you can put it in root beer floats and do a lot of other wonderful things with it. So don't judge me. But my two other favorites are praline, chestnut praline, and dulce de leche. So, question 55. You apparently look like Zeno. What's your workout regimen like? Okay. Okay, first of all, Lucy Lawless is way fucking hotter than me. Second of all, I mean that generally I have the same kind of features. I'm tall, I am dark haired, and I got the long black hair and the toned legs and all that bullshit going on. But I am not a direct replica of Lucy Lawless, okay? And I have a long way to go. My gym journey is a forever fitness journey. But I do hit the gym pretty heavy and I do train pretty heavily. Obviously, not recently. I'm just at home trying my best to just keep up with cardio these days. But when I do go to the gym on a regular basis, I go to the gym 7 out of 7 days in the week, and I try to do something a little bit different every day, but I do work out my ass and my legs 3 times a week. Okay, question 56. What places are on your travel list? Okay, well, I've been very, very fortunate, and I've been able to travel a lot as I've grown up and as an adult, but there are still a lot of places that I haven't been to. And most of them are Asia. I've never been to Asia at all. And I want to go to every country in Asia except for Afghanistan. Well, is Afghanistan even really? Yeah, Afghanistan is considered Asia because it's right under Russia. So, okay, yeah, it's Asia. I do want to go to Russia really badly. Obviously, I want to go to China, India, Japan. Oh my gosh, I want to go to Japan so bad. I want to go to Korea. I want to go to Sri Lanka. I want to go to the islands, the Pacific Islands. I want to go to Africa. I've never been to Africa. Actually, I have been to Africa. I've been to Morocco, but I haven't been anywhere else other than Morocco. And I was in Morocco for like 2 hours, so that's not really, I don't think it's a significant visit to Africa. So just, I'm trying to think of like, you know, the top hits. I definitely want to go to Egypt so badly because, as a huge fan of all things supernatural and a fan of aliens, the pyramids are a huge, huge place to go to. And I also am a huge history nerd, so I would love, 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 love to go to basically the, well, I don't want to say the cradle of civilization because that's Mesopotamia, but where a lot of civilization developed and flourished. And let's see, where else do I want to go? I've been to nearly all of the European countries. I think, what am I missing? I'm actually missing Romania. I think that's it. And I've been to a lot of South America. I've been to the Caribbean, everything in the Caribbean. Greenland, Iceland. I want to see the Northern Lights so badly. Definitely Antarctica. I don't know if I can go, given that Antarctica has really pretty much just research purposes is what Antarctica is there for, and I don't really know that they allow visitors there, but if they do, I definitely want to go there. Oh, obviously Australia, because oh my fucking god, yeah, that would be amazing. It'd be so cool. Oh, Easter Island, because oh my goodness. I so very badly want to go to Stonehenge. That's another one of my dreams. Question 57. What are your favorite stress relief or celebration snacks and drinks? Ooh, okay, that's a good question. Well, my favorite drink, alcoholic beverage, is an old-fashioned. And that's pretty much my go-to. I do love mimosas and I love Bloody Marys. So those are kind of like brunch drinks that I'll go to. But if I'm going to go to a bar, I'm going to order an old-fashioned. Or a beer. I like beer too. I like beer a lot. My favorite beer is Guinness. So just so everybody knows, I enjoy motor oil. And I actually do, I like light beers too. I do like Coors and Miller and Stella and Coronas. Like a good Latin girl, I do drink my Coronas with lime. But in terms of celebration, yeah, whenever there's a celebration, I'll usually drink an old fashioned. I don't care for wine, and I also don't care for champagne or anything like that. So that's my go-to. Snacks? Oh, everything, all the things, every single thing. I fucking love food. I love food. I love meals. I love snacks. I fucking love everything. I'm just a fat ass at heart. And I really wish I had a fat ass. 58. What was the most weird or interesting thing you ever did? That's really hard because I'm a really fucking weird person. So there's a lot to choose from. Let me see. Damn, this is hard. I'm really trying to think about the weirdest or most interesting thing that I ever did. I'm really weird. So I can't really think of the weirdest thing I ever did. Well, I guess in terms of like mainstream, the weirdest thing I ever did was I LARPed with a couple of my friends in college and were in a group with someone who invited me and another one of my friends over to this really, really, really cool full moon drum circle that they had. And it was... it's funny because to me this was like not even that weird, but now that I think about it, I'm trying to think in terms of like what normal people would think is weird, and this is probably kind of weird. And so she took us out into BF motherfucking E. It took us like 2 hours to get to this forest open clearing middle of fucking nowhere. And basically, we all ended up dancing naked around a fire. It was very fun, and I love being naked. I love it. It is very liberating and very freeing for me. So the fact that we were naked is really not, this really wasn't a crazy part to me. I was like, hell fuck yeah. You guys are taking your clothes off and you're telling me to take my clothes off? Fucking perfect opportunity. I've been wanting to do this since I got here. So we were dancing naked while a whole bunch of people played their drums, and we ended up skinny dipping in the lake. So it was a good time. It was a fun time. And, you know, I don't really talk to her anymore, but it was definitely very fun. She kind of fell away from the group a little bit as we kind of got older and graduated and everything. So that was pretty fun. Okay. Question number 59. Most memorable moment in your life. Okay. Oh, that's easy. I don't even really have to think about that for too long. So the most memorable moment in my life was when I was a teenager and I went to Rome. And the moment really was looking at the Roman Colosseum lit up at night. And it was such an amazing experience because I was very, very lucky, and I was very fortunate growing up. We went on a lot of family trips together, and most of them were to either South America or to the Caribbean or to Europe. So the first time ever that I went to Rome, we did a tour at night of the city. And I just remember, oh my goodness, when I got there, I absolutely had fallen in love with it already. And going at night and looking at all these places that we saw during the morning, because I am a huge history nerd. So I was just living in that moment. It was amazing, just breathtaking. And so every time I closed my eyes when we went back to the hotel that we were staying, I would see the Colosseum lit up in lights, and it was so incredible. It was something that I'm absolutely never going to forget. It was just amazing. Question number 60. Scary moment you ever experienced. Okay. Ooh. That might be a hard one because I have done some pretty stupid things, and I can think of a few from when I was much younger, but I can actually think of way more within the last 5 years of my life. Okay. I think, well, one of the scariest moments, because I don't think I can rank them right now, but one of the scariest moments in my life was during the time period in 2005, 2006, 2007, where everybody decided that it was really, really cool to be part of Fast and Furious, and it was really cool to race cars and do drag racing on city streets and local highways. And I remember going very, very far away into BFE, into these dirt roads where my friends and I went to drag race. Mind you, these were church friends, so that tells you a lot. There were four or five boys that had cars, and both of my best friend's brothers had cars, and both of them drag raced. And I would always I was stupid, and I would always ride shotgun in my friend's eldest brother's car. So he had a Mustang GT at the time, and he thought he was so cool. And so the scariest experience ever was when we went to these dirt roads, and it was actually exceptionally dark. And for some reason, I don't remember why, we lost control. And we went into, we went into a cornfield, and the car almost flipped over, and it was really, really scary. His car got all sorts of fucked up, and we knew that we were going to have to give some answers when we got back home. His parents were definitely going to ask him what the fuck happened to his car. And I think that was the scariest part, not only that we almost died, but or that we could have died, but knowing that there was going to be a huge problem when we got home, and it was going to be very, very hard to explain, and we were probably not going to be allowed to leave in the cars for a while. So, oh my goodness. Fun times, fun times. Question number 61. If you have a memory that never fails to bring you a laugh or a smile, what is it? Okay, well, wow, that's a lot. I laugh a lot, actually, but I think one of my favorite memories that does not ever fail to make me smile was the time that my brother sneaked a Harry Potter book into the house and then snuck it to me so that I could read it, because he really, really wanted me to read them, and it was very special to him. So that's something that never fails to make me smile. Number 62, do you have a birthday tradition? No. No, actually, I do not have a birthday tradition. But you know what? That kind of makes me want to develop one. And now I want to create a birthday tradition. Even though 2020 has really been a very, very confusing shit show of a year. So who knows if we'll even make it to 2021. 63. Do you have any unusual hobbies? Well, I record audio porn. Okay, question 64. I'm sorry. I think this is the most unusual hobby that I have. I think all of my other hobbies are very, very boring in comparison. I'm an artist. I like to create things. Most, if not all, of my hobbies involve some sort of creation or art. I write, I draw, I like to dance, I like to go to the gym, I consider that a hobby. I love to bake, and I love to cook, but I don't really consider cooking a hobby. I consider it more like, well, this is actually important for sustenance and to stay alive. But definitely baking. I like to look at the stars a lot. I also don't know if that's considered a hobby, but I do like to do that at least 3 times a week. And I think that's it. I really don't. This is definitely by far. Let's call it my most unique hobby. I'm trying to think of anything bizarre because I like really, really weird. I like just weird things and I consider myself a weird person. But I don't have any actively weird hobbies. I mean, I masturbate a lot. Does that count? I watch a lot of porn. I mean, wow, I'm actually kind of boring. Huh. 64. Who are your favorite male and female celebrities? Oh, fuck. That's not a good question. I'm actually pretty shitty with celebrities. I'm gonna have to say Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves because I just love them both. And I think they're both cinnamon rolls and just two of the kindest people ever. So, all right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves. 65. If you decided to write a book, what kind would it be? Okay, so I have decided that I want to write a book. I want to write several books. And one of them I definitely want to be a novel. And I've written most of it out, but I started writing it maybe 15 years ago, so it's not very good, and I think it's a little trash, so I'm gonna have to rewrite it, especially considering that I've obviously improved much, much, much more in my writing now than 15 years ago. And that one is more of adventure with an underlying romance, but the romance isn't really about the romance, it's about the sexual tension because I love sexual tension between protagonists. I live for it. And I would also someday like to write an anthology of most, if not all, of my sexual experiences. I think that would be very, very, very fun. And I definitely have enough material for it. So I think it would be a good time. And I think it would be a fun read. It would be just one of those fun little books to read to pass the time. And probably a collection of short stories themed around psycho thrillers or horror or something like that. I like that too a lot. So that's probably what I would write whenever the time comes to publish. Question 66. Just how did you become the badass warrior, bad bitch princess Valkyrie you are today? Were you born awesome? Or was there some character defining moment? That's it. That's a good question. I don't think I am actually truly a quote badass warrior, bad bitch princess Valkyrie. I'm just your average gal, Val, a kinky girl living in a vanilla world. And I'm not going to launch into a super, super long explanation. I'm just going to say, for anybody who's familiar with the meme, my answer to this is in meme form. It's the meme that says, someone, wow, you're really mature for your age. Me, thanks, it's all the trauma. And so I'll just leave it at that. But that is one of my favorite memes because it is extremely, extremely accurate. Question 67. Knowing what you know now or what you don't know, what advice or warning would you give to your high school self? Oh, man. Whew. I would probably sit down my high school self and talk to her for hours. And I think the main theme of that conversation would be, do what makes you happy. Be kind to others and especially to yourself. And do what makes you happy without feeling guilty and without feeling like you have to conform to what those around you and your family want you to do. Live your best life, boo-boo. Live your best life, baby Val. And don't question yourself. Don't second guess your decisions. Don't let anybody tell you what you think. And don't let anybody tell you who you are, because nobody knows you better than you know you. And trust me, baby, you know you. 68. What would your high school self think of your audio erotica endeavors today? Baby Val would be so proud of me. I think my high school self would have her mind blown if she knew that I was doing this today, and she would be so fucking proud of me and of herself and of who she became. And I really think that high school Val would look up to me and she would think I was the raddest chick, because never in a million years would I ever think that I would become the person that I am today, and I would be as free and as happy and as fulfilled as I am today, despite whatever the circumstances are overall. Okay, so that's all the questions. I promised I would make this one shorter, and I did. Thank you so much for listening. Honestly, I still can't believe that you lovely folks even give a single fuck about me and want to listen to all my fucking bullshit. So thank you so much for listening to this one. So with that, I leave you, my lovelies. Remember to be kind and stay nasty.